Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Nacho!
Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato, si a la pebrale!
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Okay, you, it is time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. Can we all say good morning to Miss Nicole?
Nicole,
good morning,
what's up?
Nicole.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
It's great. I think it's better than going for you. I mean, you want some revenge on your husband. I guess he had a disappointing reaction to your child's surprise gender at birth.
Yes. And listen, let me start off with saying I love my husband. He's a wonderful dad. Let's just start it off with that. Chris and I have two beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. We have Jessica, who's 6, and Kimberly is 3.
Okay.
And I mean Chris, really wanted to see if we can have one more to try for a boy.
Right.
Either way, like, we absolutely love our girls. We love being parents. And I really didn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what kid number 3 is going to be.
That's a lie. It matters.
Yes. I feel like a few people on your show would be great parents, too, if they just, you know, would mature a little bit.
Hey.
Yeah, you hear that, JD?
Wow.
Keep your opinions to yourself. Move on. Tell your story, not mine. Thanks.
JD is shit on blast.
Now she's talking to JD.
So the first two times, we didn't want to know the gender of the baby. Like, we're just like, you know what? Let's find out when it pops out. Which is exciting to me. So this time around, I can tell that my husband was a little more anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you guys guessed it, he really wanted a boy.
Right.
And Chris grew up in a house of all boys. He has 3 brothers. They love sports. They love, like, rough playing.
I think he sucks. Let's get to the point here. You had another girl, or you're having another girl. Let's get to it.
He's sick of all my girls dressing him up, and I just know he wanted a boy. Like, so we had our little girl.
Girl. Long story long. You had another little girl, and he's upset at that.
So we're in the delivery room, and the baby comes out, and he's like, congrats, you're having a girl, and I'm sobbing. And my husband, without any hesitation, just goes, I'm so f***ed.
Wow. Chris, what are
that
you doing?
Is the worst reaction ever. Oh, my gosh.
Was so calm. Like, it was so genuine. Like, it came out of his soul. And I'm there popping out his child from my Pikachu.
That's another name for it.
That's the medical term. So.
Oh, that sucks. That must have made you feel a certain type of way.
I almost told him, like, you know, why don't we put the baby back in? Maybe we'll cook it a little more and make it a boy. I
right.
don't know. It
was okay. So you guys are good. He's a great father. I mean, that was his first reaction because you're waiting for you to give birth to find out the sex of the baby. It's another girl. So what did you name her?
Harper. She's here. She's perfect.
That's cute.
10 little fingers, 10 little toes.
And he's a great dad. I'm sure he's a great dad.
He's amazing. He's the best dad. He lets our daughters dress him up in all sorts of ridiculous outfits. He's so great. And I want this now and on the radio and recorded for everybody to hear. I'm done after Harper.
Go for 4. Stop being lazy. Go for 4.
Do it. You won't. All right. Before you guys try to get that 4th baby, it'll be a girl, by the way. What are we thinking for the prank call?
So I was thinking that Nacho could be like somebody from the hospital that, like, they get a record of all the parents who have, like, more than 2 girls and, like, what to expect with baby number 3. Like, that's a girl. Mm-hmm. Like some sort of secret society with classified information and cheat codes of, like, a bunch of girls.
Illuminati for girls.
Illuminati. Daughter naughty.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take some notes on that, but I got some stuff to work with. Just need your hubby's number and we'll prank him for you up next, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
We got you. Calling the world's worst girl dad ever up next. Nicole, you ready?
Yes, I'm so ready.
Okay, press record. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. This is Nasha Chavez. That's Nasha with 2 O's from the Bird. 3rd is the word club here at the hospital. Congrats, by the way, on your little blessing, little baby Harper. How have things been?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Things have been actually going really well.
Great.
She has just
been, yeah, thank you. Sleeping and eating, you know the drill, I'm sure, you know. Thank you for even asking. Appreciate
that. Absolutely. I know how that's right, because I have 7 little girls myself, so Whoa. I'm very blessed as well.
Yeah, that's a lot, 7 girls. Yeah. Man, I got to ask, how'd you do it, you know?
Well, that's a little intrusive, Christopher, but since we've friends 30 seconds, we used to do it a lot in public. Something about being spontaneous, I guess, brings out the good luck in a feminine DNA. So, yeah, public outings were camping.
No. I'm so
on a canoe.
I didn't mean how you have 7 kids. I know that.
Okay.
Deal with 7. That's unbelievable.
8 if you include my stupid side piece wife. I mean, Mrs. Chavez should come with a return policy. Am I right? You know what I'm saying, Chris.
I'm sorry. That just threw me off. I don't think it was kind of cool to talk about your wife like that, you know?
Okay, Gandhi. I'm sorry about that. Now, if you knew the information I know about women in the household, Chris, you would run faster than a teenage girl to go see Olivia Rodrigo. Am I right? I mean, it would be a foot race. VIP.
I am sorry. I do not know what you're talking about.
Great segue, Chris. That's why I'm calling. It's legally required by the hospital here to warn you about the signs of having more than 3 daughters. My gosh. Flashing red lights. Going around. Danger, danger, right, Chris? That's a lot going on. I get it. A lot of estrogen.
Oh, I don't know what you could possibly need to warn me about. We're very happy. I mean, we do have the other 2 kids. We're very happy.
Very happy. Okay, well, that right there is one of the symptoms, Chris. Happiness, that's how it starts. I have to tell you about the 3-against-1 rule when it comes to the girl dad code. Do you want the information or not? Blink twice if you do.
I have to be honest here. I don't know if you're being serious right now, because I don't find this funny if you're trying to make jokes here.
Well, you know, that's because you have a little squirrel brain, Chris. Shame on me for wanting to warn you about these dangers. Are you in or are you out? Because I can go back to my miserable life regardless. I can just smell the privileged cologne reeking off your body at this point. What is that, Aramis? What is that? Drakkar? Noir? Hello? Do you want to know or not?
I'm going to go ahead and entertain this. Go ahead. Okay. Tell me what you got to say.
Well, you're automatically entered into the club. That's policy. You now have to yell the bird, bird, bird. This is the word phrase before we begin the initiation. So please repeat after me. Really simple, okay? Loving Barbie will not harm me. Your turn. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm not saying that.
Say it. Your patriarchy needs to peel off 1 layer at a time. Say it. Loving Barbie will not harm me.
Loving Barbie will not harm me.
Yes, there it is. There it is. Now you must know, no matter who your daughter date, the 3rd must be an athlete. Those are the rules. Any sport but racquetball or horse racing, that's not real. It's not really sport.
Whoever my daughters want to date in their lives doesn't matter to me as long as they're happy.
Right.
And I feel like somebody, you said you have 7 daughters?
Yes.
Somebody with 7 daughters should know that.
Well, the first 6 are all married to the same video gaming team. The 7th married someone from the Cardinals. So finally.
That's enough. Forward me to your boss right now, because this has gotten stupid and has gone too far.
Oh, no, Chris. I'm your daddy now. So either an athlete or someone in music, us dads need to stick together, okay?
No. I am not on your side.
Yes, you are.
You can go off forever.
I will do so. No matter what.
Leave me alone. Leave my family alone. Is that clear? Do you hear me?
Okay. I just can't. I mean, you respect women too much, Chris.
Yeah, you're right, I do.
Okay. Well, that's not what Nicole told us before this prank call, as you're live on the radio right now.
I knew it.
I love when they say that. You knew it, but you just entertained me? Is that what it is?
You got to go with your gut. You got to go with your gut,
Chris,
man.
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your wifey put us up to this prank call. She's actually on the line with us.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Really, Nicole?
I'm sorry.
Really?
Listen, but honestly, in some other ways, I'm really not sorry at all. I'll see you at home. See
you at home. Wow.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.